This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back on a Football Friday. We're at Borgata right outside the Gypsy Bar. And We have been talking a lot of football, a lot of baseball today. In a minute, we're going to get John Jastrzemski up, Al. He is the host of New York, New York on The Ringer and Spotify. And he was at FAM before that. And he currently is involved in a blood feud with former WIPer Craig Carton.
I like those.
I'm not going to go into the particulars, but I would like to make this statement as a blanket statement.
Blanket.
There is nothing in life I find more entertaining than a blood feud. And I'm going to tell you the truth, Marcus.
Yeah.
I've had my share.
I can't believe that.
No, it's a fact. In fact, you know what? So have you.
With you.
Yes. So, yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's right. Many years ago with Marcus Hayes before we saw the wisdom of his thinking.
Yes.
But I just, Al, you like that, right? A feud?
Sometimes. Yeah, I don't like when they carry over.
Have you ever had one? All these years. You're very likable.
He's a Hall of Famer.
I know he's a Hall of Famer. There must have been. Oh, Terry, the baseball writer.
He's dead, yep.
Oh, God, the guy you went off on.
Yeah, but I didn't carry it over.
Did he die?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So
did you kill him?
Not on the record.
Yeah, I see it. Calm down.
Not
it's
on
it.
The record.
Well, I would like to make a statement before I put this man on. I hereby declare, Al, I am on Team Jastrzemski.
Nice.
I'm on Team Jastrzemski in this feud, and he is on the line with us right now. Hi, John.
Wow. I mean, what an introduction, number one. Number two, I can't believe the show is at Borgata and I'm not there. I mean, can you guys go play a couple of hard sixes for me, please? Can you do that after the show?
You would have been here, but you left FAN. We told you it was a terrible move.
I mean, listen.
I'm joking, John.
I was just saying, you know, I don't want to be in the New York Post for the second week in a row. You
know, I loved it. John, I love it.
You when you come back on vacation, you know?
You do know Carton started here. We know Craig Carton very well.
Yes, you do. I had no issues with Craig Carton until I had an issue last week. But, you know,
That's fine. Here's the thing. I want to start this interview with a very tough question. Do you think Aaron Judge is underpaid?
I mean, listen, I wish I had Aaron Judge's agent. But I can tell you this, guys.
Yeah.
I think the heart of every Yankee fan went into their gut, and I almost wanted to puke up blood when I saw the John Heyman tweet about Aaron Judge signing with the San Francisco Giants, because there was no, like, plan B or C for the Yankees.
Ooh.
They had to keep their guy. They had to act like the Yankees. Thankfully, they did that. Now they got to get better. They still have a lot of moves they need to make, but you don't mess around with the face of your franchise. I'm sorry.
But John,
act like the Yankees.
Do you understand we have a common bond here? Trey Turner was just on the show. In fact, we bumped you for him.
I know. I was going to say, I get bumped for the best-looking guy in Philadelphia these days.
Well,
know?
Here's the thing. He walked away from $42 million. The Padres offered him $342 million, but he took $300 million to come here. Judge walked away from $40 million because the Padres offered him $400 million. All right? And you've been to San Diego. These are surprising decisions to me. It's just me. I love San Diego.
I love San Diego, too. I think in another lifetime, Ange, I'm doing my platform in San Diego, California, so I can play golf 24-7, 365. But, look, I think for a guy like Trey Turner, the East Coast was appealing. Philadelphia was appealing. A team that went to the World Series was appealing. And for Judge, look, you also had the Giants, too. I know the Padres were the highest bidder, but you had the Giants involved. He wanted to be a Yankee. $400 million's out there, and Judge said, look, Hal, go give me an idea. Don't mess around. Gave him an idea, and it's settled. Case closed.
All right, we got a big game at the Meadowlands on Sunday because the Eagles are 11-1. How big is this game for the Giants?
Monstrous. Look, I don't think they match up well with the Eagles at all. You guys have the best team in the NFC. I think they're a clear-cut best team in the NFC, especially now with this Garoppolo news that he's done for the year. And my fear for the Giants is, how are they going to guard A.J. Brown? I mean, you saw what he did last week against the Tennessee Titans. That guy's an absolute beast. The Tennessee Titans were out of their freaking minds for trading that guy to you guys. So I think the Giants are going to have a hard time with him. But you guys all remember this, Ange. Jalen Hurts last year at MetLife Stadium gave you one of the clunkers of the season.
That's
to
true.
To the point where
That's
I
true.
Remember the following Ugh. Week, I think I went on with you guys, and Ugh. I actually said I was dumb enough to come on your airwaves and say, I think you guys are better off starting Gardner Minshew. I said that last year because you guys played the Giants and the Jets, I want to say, in consecutive weeks that ended up being a thing. So the Giants got to Jalen Hurts. He's been awesome this year. Like, if I had an MVP vote, Patrick Mahomes would be one. Jalen Hurts would be two.
What? No,
two.
Stop. No. John, no. Don't you do that, Jastrzemski. You just ruined your credibility.
We're
you
back on the carton side.
You got Mahomes ahead. Hurts is ahead in every statistical category. Why are you saying that garbage?
Listen, because, Pat, you guys have a loaded team, and Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes. Come on.
See that? It's what Dick Vermeil said. Dick said he does all the exciting plays, so he gets all the votes. But Hurts has been better. Look it up. Quarterback rating.
No, listen,
interception.
I'm not fight you on
Take
that.
It back.
I'm not
Jastrzemski.
But hold on a second, though. You got the best offensive line in the NFL. You got one of the best running games in the NFL. You got two incredible wide receivers. Who's Patrick Mahomes throwing the ball to?
He's got Sterling? Travis Kelce, and Jalen Hurts is playing without his best tight end.
All right, hold on.
I understand that. You got, listen, I think I'm giving him credit by putting him second. I thought
no,
I was giving
not.
Him credit.
Listen to me. Al, I have changed my mind.
Yep.
I am Team Carton.
There you go.
I'm Team Carton. How dare you? All right, let me get to Brian Daboll, because I'm going to say this. Whatever happens Sunday, that's a party on the sideline. Is he always like, what's he really like, John? John, on the sideline, the guy's having seizures. What's going on with this guy? You love it, right?
Did you guys see Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? He's UConn Cornelius. That's Brian Daboll. But listen, in all seriousness, he has been fabulous as the Giant head coach. Guys, I can't stress this enough. The talent discrepancy between what you're going to see with the Eagles and what you're going to see with the Giants, it's so eye-opening. But yet, you guys are in Atlantic City.
Yep.
I like to throw a couple of bets down on Sunday on my FanDuel Sportsbook app, just saying. But this line being at 6.5 and 7, doesn't it stink? Doesn't this game just reek of like a 3 or 4 point game? Like, I don't even have any rationale and justification to back it up because the Eagles are a much better team. I just have a funny feeling. You guys are cruising. You guys are the number one seed. I don't think this game is necessarily a must for you. The Giants need this game. They're three teams for two spots in the NFC, bottom teams for the wild card. I just think you're going to get a monstrous effort out of the Giants Sunday. I think they lose close, but I think it's going to be a tight game.
Lose close, but it will be dicey right to the end?
I think so. I think the Eagles win like 24-20, something like that.
Will Brian Daboll play for a tie like he did last week against Washington?
I mean, listen, if he's got an opportunity to tie the Eagles, I think he'd gladly take it. You know, everyone gave him crap for that, guys. My only counter is, what was he supposed to do there when the offense has 3 yards of offense in the second half?
I understand. I actually was watching it at the end, and my son, who is a Giants fan, went berserk when they punted that ball. And the Eagles did the same thing a few years ago with Doug Peterson. It's a very controversial thing. But, John, you're saying Eagles win very tight game, though. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I actually, believe it or not, would take the Giants cover in the spread. But I think you'll win the game. I think you'll win the game.
All right, John, I'm since you said that, I'm back on Team Jastrzemski. Not as strong as it was.
I'm an easy sell. What can I say? I'm an easy sell.
John, great talking to you, man. Continue success up in New York. Thanks, John.
I love you guys. You're the best. Enjoy the Borgata. You know, 1933 on the roulette wheel for me.
Very good. Somebody will try that. You know they will.